Zali just recently graduated from film school, where his thesis film was titled Raju, a searing portrait of illegal immigration in India. Now Mr. Zali is in the enviable position of being nominated for an Academy Award at the very beginning of his career. Raju is nominated for Best Short Film Live Action.
So before you know, these 4 days in Kolkata will be over for you. But I really wanted to thank you, because not all orphans get this kind of an opportunity. And now for the big moment.
I went to the nominees luncheon with my girlfriend, and I mean, that was just incredible, you know, with all those great filmmakers. I mean, Martin Scorsese, Steven Spielberg, I mean, they've all been there, you know, and I'm on a picture with them. I mean, imagine this. It's just unbelievable.
was there someone in particular that you wanted to approach and kind of speak to? Did you get a chance to do that?
Well, no, I'm a bit shy regarding this, you know, because I think they want to enjoy this lunch as well, and you know, I don't want to annoy them in a way, you know, to like ask them questions. I think it's good enough to watch them, you know, to be in the same room with them. I mean, Nick Nolte was there as well, you know, like a great hero, and no, I was just enjoying it, watching them and being there together with them.
Yeah. So tell me about Raju. This was your student thesis film while you were in college last year, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
And what inspired it? I mean, it's about a legal adoption. How did that issue come to your consciousness, and what made you want to explore that?
Well, there was 2 years ago. There was this earthquake in Haiti. And people got, like, stole children out of that country, actually, to put them into foreign families. And they actually wanted to do something good, but, you know, on the other hand, it was bad and illegal to just take those children out of their social environment. And so I started research on that topic and really came up with this global theme of illegal foreign adoption and child trafficking, all that. And they had kept me in there, so I definitely wanted to do a film about, especially about that question, like how far would a couple go to get a child? You know, like that's actually the question that we don't give the answer in that film, because you can't give an answer, especially about the question: do people have the right to have a child?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this question came out while I was while my research on that topic. I mean, it took me like I think 6 to 9 months to research on this, and that was actually the question that we never can answer, and that's what the film is about.
Did you find it difficult, because this is a large theme? Did you find it difficult to kind of shape it in a short film form?
Absolutely, that's a really good question. It was very difficult. That was actually, I had, after 6 months of research, I had so much talk about, actually, is that it would be enough for 2 feature films, you know, but we have to do a short film as a thesis film from the film school. So I really had to concentrate it and, to find a way to tell the story without losing something, you know, because I just have this 25 minutes. So I decided to tell the story about this couple, decided to shoot a human drama, actually.
Mm-hmm. And the short film form fascinates me, because especially with something like your film, that you can easily imagine being a feature film, as you said, but you've given yourself 20-23 minutes to give a very kind of vivid, clear impression of these people and this situation. When did you know that that you had that? When did you know it worked, the movie?
I talked to many people who adopted children and who were willing to adopt children or a child, and so I got close to those people, so I found that this must be the perspective to tell this story. So that, because while I was researching with the NGO Terrorism, who helped us, this ambivalence in this whole thing. You know, you have people who want to do something good but end up doing something bad, you know, without wanting it. That was a moment when I knew I had to tell it out of this perspective, mm-hmm. you know. So, and after that I wouldn't say it was easy to write it, but I could feel with a couple how would they deal with that information, you know, with the truth that they adopt still as real parents. You know?
Right, right. Was there anything?
And especially talking to young parents, you know, a lot of friends of mine are young parents. If you get to know this big love of parents to their children, I felt this must be the perspective to tell the story, because you have a couple that is so willing to have a child and to take them away the child again. It's just very heartbreaking.
And it is heartbreaking, and their performances are phenomenal. And again, with the short film form, I mean, they have very very little screen time to kind of build up to that moment when their child is taken away from them, and that kind of trauma they go through. So how did you work with them? Was there a lot of discussion beforehand with them?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely right. We actually worked on that 25 minutes as it would be a feature film. You know,
yeah.
I wrote pages of a backstory of that couple. We talked a lot, like Walter Wilke-Möhring and Julia Richter, the German couple, the German actors who played that couple. We talked hours, like, you know, how their relationship would be, where did they meet, what are their jobs, how long do they try to get the child, what happened. And so we went all through this whole, we went through the whole life, actually. And then we start in the short when they are already on the way in Kolkata to the orphanage. But we kind of played it as it would be on screen, you know,
mm-hmm.
as in a feature. So we really jumped into that situation where we start the short.
Yeah. When you're editing, what kind of process is the editing process for you? Is it because that's really where you kind of shape the final form of the film, obviously, but you kind of find your film in a way in the editing.
Absolutely. I used to work as an editor, and I edited Reggie myself, and I love editing. I just love editing. And for me, it's you know, I close myself into a room with the material, and I suffer with it, and you know, I live with that material to find the right rhythm and to find the right tone to tell the story. So I think the editing moment, the editing process is just magical, you know, where you put everything together and really to find the right tone. I have a lot of scenes where I shot with dialogue and then without, you know, and then it's very good. You see, I don't need much more dialogue than it's in there, but we shot the dialogue just to capture it once and then to leave it, but the actors play it with their eyes, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really good to see in the editing room that if you put it in between two other scenes, that it really works, you know, it really captures the moment. And, yeah, that's, for me, it's a magical moment, and as I said, I also suffer with it, you know, because you really want to have the best out of it, and you love the material, and you have to lose a lot, you know, because of the rhythm, and so it's a very important and magical, moment for me, the editing period, but I love it.
I hear that a lot, that, you know, obviously you might love certain material or shots or moments, but and it's painful to let them go. But as an editor, your job is to kind of listen, because the film is telling you what it wants to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so painful to lose stuff, but you know, if you wouldn't do it, you have an aim with a film.
Mm-hmm.
And this is over. This gives you the truth. You know, if you would put everything in it, you kind of would lose maybe the magic and the storytelling in a way. You know,
yeah.
So yeah, it's a painful moment, and but it has to be, you know, to reach what you want to tell with the story.
When you unveiled it to an audience for the first time. I don't know what the first audience was. Maybe your class or whatever it was. Was that nerve-wracking for you?
Nerve-wracking? Was that the word?
Yes. Did that make you nervous, or was it?
Yes. I was shaking. I was totally shaking. I was sweating. You know, I mean, as every filmmaker, I guess, you know, it's like a baby that is born.
Mm.
You know, and even especially if you had, you know, you lived so long with that film, you know, and to get the film done, and yeah, I was absolutely nervous, and I have to remember if I even, I think I stepped out, I'm not sure, but I was just, my girlfriend was next to me holding my hand, so I was a very, very nervous moment. It was the best feeling, after the audience really, really liked the film after that, and they discussed the topic, what was my biggest aim, you know, that the film ends, and it doesn't give you an answer, and the audience will discuss the thing, and that was the first moment where I really knew that it kind of worked.
Yeah.
And that was a great, great, great moment.
I do love movies like that don't provide easy answers, because obviously none really exist. But that kind of live on after you've seen it. I mean, they stay with you. I mean, that's the point. So that's great. I read something funny tonight. Someone was talking about showing their film for the first time to an audience, and you know that scene in A Clockwork Orange, where you've seen that film.
Yes, I've seen the film. Right?
Where they have Malcolm McDowell's eyes pried open, and he's forced to sit there, and he's watching the footage and screaming. He said it feels like that.
Yeah, it's comparable to this. That's absolutely true.
So tell me about what kind of inspired you to start making films to begin with.
Well, it wasn't like, you know, like from now to then. It was a process. I started playing music when I was like 14, 15, when I was a teenager, so I was always interested in art, and I came from a small town in the northern part of Germany, and we didn't have really a connection to the media, you know, to film and stuff, but, you know, my friends and me, we shot some trashy short films, but I never thought it would be my job sometime, or, you know, but after high school, I just went to Hamburg, the next bigger town in the northern part of Germany, and I ended up on the film set, and I just loved the atmosphere. I just loved the atmosphere. I mean, I loved movies the whole time already, but I never believed, you know, to be a part of it. And I ended up, you know, working as a PA and stuff, working on the film set, and it kept me till now, and it's, I don't know, 14 years ago, and I still love it, like the first day.
That's it for this episode of the Movie Geeks United Oscar Series 2012. You can hear additional interviews from this series by visiting moviegeeksunited.net/Oscar.